We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball game. Basketball, huge, huge sub-state final on Saturday night between two conference rivals in the Rolling Valley as Woodbine takes on Coon Rapids Bayard. Head coach for Woodbine boys basketball, Kyle Bartles, joins us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your basketball team coming into this matchup against the Crusaders?
Yeah, you know, I think we're really playing some really high-level basketball right now. I think our guys have played really well, especially on the offensive end, to finish out the regular season and into the beginning of the tournament here. You know, we know what it's going to take defensively, and we're going to have to be making shots against Coon. That's for sure. They're a very, very good defensive team, and it should be a heck of a battle. We're really excited for the game on Saturday.
I guess an eye-popping score for me was you beating Bedford 60-48. I thought they could give you a game. Bedford's a really good team, but it looks like you started to really pull away in the second quarter, build a lead, and they could never withstand that. What did you think about your effort against Bedford? What worked well for you in that game?
You know, I think early on we were rebounding really well. We knew coming into the game that rebounding against Bedford was going to be the key for that basketball game. So I thought our guys really owned that and did a great job rebounding. And then we just hit some big shots. We had some big threes. I think we had three possessions in a row where we were hitting three-pointers. And, you know, that's tough. And when we were able to hold their best player, who averages 21 points a game, only to 5 points, I thought that was a big difference in that game.
Yeah. Oh, I saw your team play way early in December when you beat Exira EHK. I think it was the first game of the season, pretty much. How has your team evolved from that point to now?
Yeah, you know, coming off of the state tournament berth last year and then being able to have the success that we've had this season, I think it's all just kind of been building since this time last year. You know, we got a taste of success and it's been really focused on everything throughout this season. You know, we had a little bit of a hiccup when we went up to Coon Rapids and played them. You know, just didn't shoot the ball well at all. You know, it was one of the worst offensive games I think that we've had in 4 years with this group of seniors that we have. And, you know, those are going to happen. So I think our kids have taken that. We've learned a lot from that game. They've really worked hard and been refocused ever since. And I thought we've played well ever since that game.
Has this team been hungry ever since that state tournament from a year ago in the first round loss to Northland?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think last year, and it's always a goal to get down there, and then actually being able to have that goal met last year, you know, that was huge for this group. And then this year, you know, when we had our goal setting meetings and stuff, it like winning that district title game against Bedford, yeah, it was great to win. But, you know, I think our kids understood that in order to get to where we want to go, that was just the next step in the road. And I think they're hungry every single day and in practice. You know, they push each other to the max. And we know Coon Rapids is a hungry team. They're playing really, really well right now, and they play with a ton of energy. So we're going to have to be able to match that in this game here to make it competitive.
What makes Carter Groover so exceptional, and what makes him have the ability to overcome defenses and attention on the court?
Yeah, you know, he handles the ball tremendously well. He's put in a ton of time in the off season to work on his game, and his ball handling, I think, stands above a lot of people in the state of Iowa. I think he's one of the best point guards in Class 1A, in my own opinion. And then his ability to shoot the ball from three just makes him even tougher. You know, you can't just run after him because he's going to beat you off the dribble. But if you don't guard him tight, he's going to knock down shots. You know, he's shooting close to 50% right now from 3-point range. And, you know, that this is overall game has just really evolved this year. And he's a tough guard, that's for sure.
So what does the matchup really look like between you and Coon Rapids Bayard?
You know, I think it's going to come down to who can get the most stops and the most rebounds. You know, they got some really good players over there. They're really well coached defensively. We know Corey's going to have some special stuff for us like he always does. And this is going to be able to withstand the runs from each team and who can respond to those runs when they happen. We know they're going to happen. You know, I'm going to be surprised if there's a 10-point lead by both your either team throughout this game, and then somebody's going to come crawling back, whether it's from threes or fouls or whatever it is. So, you know, I think the biggest thing here is going to be defense and rebounding and limiting second chance opportunities. We've got to take care of the rebounds. Ty Hayden is a tremendous rebounder for only a sophomore. He always gets in great position, and he's scoring a ton of points right now off of that. So we're going to have to handle the rebounds and use our size and our length to our advantage.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the team stats, you have a significant advantage to them in rebounds. The turnovers are pretty even. Three-pointers, you have a bigger advantage than them. So what makes them such a good quality team?
You know, Cal Hayden is a dominant athlete. I mean, the kid is so good at every aspect of the game, and he gets so much attention, rightfully so. But their role players do such a great job of stepping up and hitting big shots when they're open. They crash hard. And if you're turning the ball over, they're going to go and they're going to make you pay for that turnover. So, you know, they're a bunch of athletes. They're fast, they're quick. And like I said earlier, they play tremendous defense. So I think that's what makes them so tough. And if you're allowing them to rebound the basketball, I mean, they're going to get another look at it. And they're so good at finishing close to the rim that we can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, and Coach, I mean, Cal, a good player for Coon Rapids Baird. Carter, a good player for you. Do you usually find out that sometimes it comes down to maybe a player that you're not thinking about, you know, another unsung guy, a guy that's like third or fourth best scorer? Sometimes it's the unlikeliest player that might step up in a big game like this.
Yeah, it is. You know, when we played Coon the first game of the year, right after Christmas break, they had two kids that I think combined had made three total three-pointers that point of the season, and that game, I think those two combined to make five or six against us. So yeah, you know, that it's going to happen. Somebody's going to step up somewhere and make a big play. You know, we preach that to our guys all the time. You never know when your name's going to get called. We just got to step up and hit the shot or make the play, whatever it might be, for the better of the team. And our kids, I think, have really owned that. I think last year, you know, when we were in the sub-state game against a very good Madrid team, you know, Jax Pryor, our five player, stepped out and hit a huge three early in the fourth quarter to get the lead back for us. So, you know, it's just who's going to hit it and when is it going to happen? I think that is a great statement to say. It's going to happen at some time in the game, and you just never know who that's going to be. So you have to be aware of all people at all times.
Well, it should be a classic matchup. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Crusaders. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle Bartles, head coach for Woodbine Tiger Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.